our organizational meeting. I will now call to order. If you please take a roll call.
Cody Browning.
Here.
Doug McCauley.
Here.
Greg McMaster.
Here.
Carrie Meek.
Here.
Chris Shea.
Here.
We'll do that. It's a big one. First, we have the option, as is normal, to set salaries for council. However, while council can do what they want, I will tell you that we believe, my opinion is that it's maxed out based on our charter. So I don't believe you can actually give yourselves a raise at this time. So I would caution against that. We can set the salary for mayor, and I wanted to verify this, but the 2024 mayor salary is $4,000. I believe that one's not maxed, and they can do what they want. And council has the authority to do that. Now, I want to keep in mind that we currently do not have a mayor. The way our charter is set up, we have five equal council members right now. That's why I'm running this meeting. And while Mr. McCauley was our mayor in 2024, no one is currently our mayor. So it follows the ORC that you can set that salary. And if you do that and do increase that salary, it would be effective right away because it was done before that mayor was elected to the position. So whatever you do will take effect in 2026. So at this point in time, I'll ask for comments. Mr. McMaster, do you have any comments on the salary of mayor?
I do not.
Ms. Meek?
I do not.
Mr. McCauley?
I have a few comments. Looking into it, this may sound self-serving because I've been in this position for 3 years, and believe me, it is not. Been looking forward for whoever will be in this position, because that's how my mind works is down the road is, you know, who's going to be where and perhaps benefit them. The minimum service credit for PERS is $734 a month. With the current mayor's salary combined with council, it is 60 cents short of that service credit. So thinking about that going forward, I think about former mayor and councilman Scott Black setting for 14 years. Had that kept up with the current service credit minimum, okay, that could benefit. When you're looking at people to serve on council, it's basically a volunteer position with a minimum stipend. That's just the truth of the matter. I never entered into this to be heavily compensated because I knew that it's not. But going forward and looking at this, that should only be fair and to benefit someone sitting in this position for any length of time. And it takes a minimum of 5 years to qualify in PERS anyway. I'm already retired and on a pension system. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't benefit me. I want it to benefit someone else who's going to be in this position some other day. So my comments complete.
Getting out of order a little bit, and then I'll ask for Mr. Shea's comment. Sorry, we'll continue on that.
Okay.
Mr. Shea, as far as mayor.
Yeah, just real quick, as far as serving on council, I think it's important for most people to understand that the duties of a city council person is more than just showing up to two meetings a month. There are board and committee meetings that we're required to attend periodically, and there are conversations and meetings that we have with other department heads and administration, and that doesn't include the conversations and the meetings that we have with the citizens, whether it be on our front porch or at our other place of work or just walking our dog down the street. There's lots of conversations that we have. So there are a lot of hours put into if you want to be an effective leading council person. There's a lot of time that goes into it. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Mr. Browning, any comments on mayor's salary?
No comments.
Okay. One thing we need to do is we need to do our oaths before we actually take action. So if our three council members who served the beginning can come down up front, I'll have you all repeat after me. You have to do this before we vote on anything. Thank you, official council members. You can raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Doug McCauley,
promise that I shall support,
promise that I shall support,
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the State of Ohio,
the Constitution of the State of Ohio,
the Charter of the City of Clyde, Ohio,
the Charter of the City of Clyde, Ohio,
and I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially, discharge the duties of the office,
discharge the duties of the office,
of councilperson for the City of Clyde.
Of councilperson for the City of Clyde.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And you will each print and sign at some point before we leave here. And those will go to Jackie.
So back to the task at hand. Now that we've discussed potential salaries for the position of mayor, I would open the floor up to any motions, if anyone wants to make a motion, if anyone has further discussion. If we get a motion and second, we could vote on that and potentially change the salary of mayor up, down, or stay the same.
I'd like to make a motion that we change the salary of mayor and add $2,000 per year to the current salary.
So to be clear, Mr. Shea has made a motion to increase the mayor's salary to $6,000 per year from its amount of $4,000, correct?
That's correct.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Is there more discussion after that?
Yes, we would discuss after the second.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, a second by Mr. Ringmaster. And asking for further discussion, I would go to Mr. Ringmaster first. Go ahead.
Is that meet the minimum that we're
it
that
does.
Was discussed?
That would meet the PRS minimum, is my understanding. Can you confirm that, Frank? Council salary plus mayor salary would meet it then, right?
It'd have to be broken down in the 24 pay, so it would be probably close.
You said it was only missing by 60 cents a month?
We'll
be solidly over.
Okay, that's all I have.
Any further discussion from any other council members? Okay, I would ask Janet to take a vote, please.
Mr. McCauley.
Aye.
Mr. Shea.
Aye.
Mr. Browning.
Aye.
Mr. McMaster.
Aye.
Mrs. Meek.
Aye.
Okay, by a vote of 5-0, the motion carries, and the salary for 2026 mayor will be set at $6,000 per year. Our next point of business will be my last point of business I oversee. That's the election of mayor. Any of the 5 council members are eligible to be elected mayor. That would come with an increased salary. It does not come with any increased voting capabilities through our charter. It does not come with any tie-breaking abilities. You are purely to run the meetings and have certain powers like that. You do have the authority to do certain things through the Ohio Revised Code, like marry people and do some other tasks like that. But again, your vote is still only one vote equal to the other 4 council members. Do we have any discussion, Mr. McMaster?
I have none.
Councilman Meek?
I have none.
Councilman McCauley?
I have none.
Councilman Shea?
No, sir.
Councilman Browning?
I do not.
Having had no discussion at this point in time, I would entertain any nominations or a motion for a mayor.
I'd like to make a motion to elect Doug McCauley as mayor for 2026.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. I would ask for a roll.
Councilman Shea?
Aye.
Councilman Browning?
Aye.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman McCauley?
Abstain.
By a vote of 4-0 with 1 abstention, we have elected a mayor, Mr. McCauley, and I would ask Mr. McCauley, if you don't mind, I'll handle the election of vice mayor, and then we'll do the oath for both together.
Yes, please do.
You're not the mayor until you take the oath, unfortunately. So along the same lines, we have the election of vice mayor. I'd like to remind council that vice mayor is still only one equal vote with everyone else. It does carry with it a salary change, but only if the mayor's salary changes. And this is calculated with the mayor's annual salary divided by 24 regular session meetings only when the mayor is absent. So I believe it's correct, Frank, that they would make the mayor's salary only if Mayor McCauley is absent, and then they make it for that meeting, as it were. The essentially, in our charter, I can summarize it by saying the vice mayor is just a backup mayor to serve when the mayor is unavailable. Other than that, they carry nothing extra other than a special name tag. So at this point in time, is there any discussion from Councilman McMaster?
I have none.
Councilwoman Meek?
I have none.
Councilman McCauley?
I have none.
Councilman Shea?
No.
Councilman Browning?
No.
At this point in time, I would entertain a motion for an election of vice mayor.
I will make the motion to elect Chris Shea as vice mayor.
We have a motion. I would ask for a second.
I second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCauley, a second by Mr. Browning. Can we take a vote, please?
Councilman Browning?
Yes.
Councilman McMaster?
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek?
Aye.
Councilman McCauley?
Aye.
And Councilman Shea?
Abstain.
By a vote of 4-0 with one abstention, we have elected a vice mayor. I would ask the vice mayor and mayor to come down front so we can do their oaths, and then they will have the duties of running the meeting. And I will do the mayor first. We'll do these separately. I, Doug McCauley.
I, Doug McCauley.
Promise that I shall support.
Promise that I shall support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Charter of the City of Clyde, Ohio.
The Charter of the City of Clyde, Ohio.
And I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially.
That I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially.
Discharge the duties of.
Discharge the duties of.
The Office of Mayor.
The Office of Mayor.
For the City of Clyde.
For the City of Clyde.
Congratulations. Thank you. We have another print and sign. Ms. Shea, if you could raise your hand. I, Chris Shea.
I, Chris Shea.
Christopher?
Chris.
Okay. Keep it legal. Promise that I shall support.
Promise that I shall support.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Constitution of the State of Ohio.
The Charter of the City of Clyde, Ohio.
The Charter of the City of Clyde, Ohio.
And I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially.
I will faithfully, honestly, and impartially.
Discharge the duties of.
Discharge the duties of.
The Office of Vice Mayor.
The Office of Vice Mayor.
For the City of Clyde.
For the City of Clyde.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now that we legally have a mayor, I would turn over running the meeting to Mayor McCauley.
Okay, here we go. First comments, thank you, Council, for that vote and vote of confidence. And I want to state that in the future, if any of you are interested in this position, please acknowledge it and do so. This is not something that I ever sought after, have lobbied for, okay, and does not define my life. All right, so.
I don't believe you're in town when you're first elected.
And if you don't want to be, make sure you're not absent from a meeting, okay? All right. A coup will be had. All right, so moving on here, when I find my notes, we're going to move on to the assignment of council seats. You don't have your hat with you this evening, do you?
No hat.
Okay. We're going to shake it up a little bit. For the last couple of years, we've all been sitting sort of in the same seat on the wings here. So I'll go through and we will draw numbers. This is seat 1, seat 2, seat 6, seat 7. Okay. So I'll start down here and you just draw one.
We did this last year and ended up the same way.
Uh-huh. We did. What color is mine? It was the same one.
I got to pick up on this stuff. Okay, who has seat 1? Where Mr. McMaster is. Who has seat 2?
I do.
Mr. Cody.
Musical chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Seat 6.
That's me.
And 7.
Okay.
All right. Now we have an option to, not really an option, but assigning department liaisons for 2026. There is an addition for one department, and we have added the cemetery as a separate addition. As per past practice, The liaison for the finance department, we've decided would be advantageous for the mayor to be the liaison for that. Is there any challenge to that? Okay, I'll throw that one out. So what I'll do next is I'm just going to pull these out one by one, and the department liaisons for Mrs. Meek, Environmental Services. Mr. Browning, Water Treatment. For myself, General Services. Mr. McMaster, Clyde Light and Power. Mr. Shea, Wastewater. Starting back at seat one again, Mrs. Meek, Police. Mr. Browning, Parks. Mr. Shea, or Mr. McMaster. That's memory, because we've been in the same seats for 2 years. So I need to go down and write these down before we start doing legislation. Cemetery. And Mr. Shea, Fire. All right, now where'd my other ones go? All right, boards and commissions. Starting again with Mrs. Meek. BZA Appeals. Mr. Browning, Civil Service. Mr. McMaster, Fair Board. Mr. Shea, Recreation Board. Myself, Tax Incentive. Back to Mrs. Meek, Planning Commission. Mr. Browning, Investment Board. Mr. McMaster, Landscape Committee. Mr. Shea, CRA Housing Council. Myself, Clyde Development Authority. Back to Mrs. Meek, Records Commission. And Mr. Browning, Arts and Entertainment. Of all of that, did I leave anything out? Okay. If we did, I'm sure we can get a volunteer. All right.
You got me on two of them that are evening meetings. So.
Okay. Right. Okay. So are there any questions or any other discussion before I adjourn this portion of the meeting? Okay. May I have a motion to adjourn the reorganization meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Shea, second by Mr. McMaster. Roll call.
Mayor McCauley.
Aye.
Councilman McMaster.
Aye.
Vice Mayor Shea.
Aye.
Councilwoman Meek.
Aye.
Councilman Browning.
Aye.
Okay. The 2026 reorganizational meeting is now adjourned. We ran over a little bit, but let's move.